Sayings of our Lord that we have just heard. If you want to follow me, you must be prepared to have less than the foxes and the birds of the air, no place to rest your head. If we follow Jesus, we must, it would seem, to the modern ears, it seemed also to those of yesteryear, that we cannot take care of our parents, we cannot show the ordinary honors to those who have died, and that no way can we attend to anything other than following Jesus. No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. But these sayings of our Lord, sayings that he uttered as he began that final journey to Jerusalem to die on the cross, can be likened to the Hebrew way of speaking. Unless a man hates his father and mother, he cannot be my disciple. Our Lord didn't mean literally that we are to go out and do something wicked to our parents. It's merely a way of stating that we must not use the care of our parents as an excuse for not serving him, for not following him, for not being ready to answer that call to leave this world and go to heaven. An excuse that over the centuries and still today, perhaps by many persons, is being employed as a justification for not going to church on Sunday regularly, not making any effort to avoid the proximate occasions of sin, and in general, not striving to eliminate that philosophy, a hedonistic philosophy, which makes self-indulgence, my pleasure, the absolute law and norm of all things. Doesn't matter what anybody else needs, Jesus or anyone else for that matter. What's all important is what I want at the moment. If we reflect just a moment, we can see that that particular approach, presented as so plausible and so natural, is the actual source of almost all the cruelty and inhumanity that goes on at the present time. Therefore, we must ponder well what our Lord tells us, that he invites us to follow him. Indeed, if we do not follow him, we shall be miserable for all eternity. But to follow him, we must be ready to risk our lives rather than offend him by sin. If we put that last saying, no man who puts his hand to the plow, we are all called to put our hand to the plow and to walk in his footsteps, the road to Calvary. If we recall a moment that through Calvary and after Calvary comes the resurrection, in participating in the holy sacrifice of the Mass we do receive the first pledge, the first guarantee, the first installment on everlasting life. Who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood will not die. I will raise him up on the last day. And so when we find ourselves, in order to be faithful to our Lord, in need of making sacrifices, of denying ourselves, of doing what Our Lady says, pray and do penance, make reparation for sin. We should not be too, as were they used to say, shocked and surprised, perturbed and disturbed, but rather rejoice that we indeed know the only way that goes to heaven, that we indeed understand the true philosophy of life. Life that we have seen, what so many desired to see but did not see, namely our blessed Savior. Let us ask Our Lady to guide us, to help us, to sustain us, that we might always understand that we will be able to do all the other things that we have to do in this life. We shall be able to be kind and charitable to our neighbor and fulfill our duties if we are always absolutely committed to the following of Jesus. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Hallelujah.